Devin, it's Dale and Bob. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, Devin.
Doing great. Merry Christmas to you, by the way.
Same to you.
Appreciate it. Hey, tell me about the short week, and you guys are kind of used to that in the NFL with the way things work. How does it affect you guys in terms of game planning and practicing with the game on Saturday instead of Sunday?
It just really pushes everything up a day. You know, I think guys are able to transition just because of, you know, the different things you have throughout the season, whether it be a Monday night game or, you know, sometimes a Thursday game. So you're able to mentally just push things up a day and get going. So it hasn't been much of a transition for us. I think we've been through it before.
Devin, you got a rare 1 o'clock start on Saturday. And I'm wondering, from a player's perspective, is that – get your jump started. You look forward to that as opposed to waiting to 4:15 or even the night games. What are those long days like when you're playing at night, and are you happy to be playing or get on with it at 1?
The night one, I mean, another day. You know, usually when you play later, you're going to be in a big primetime game, so you enjoy that too. But it's always good when you can wake up, get your clock going, get ready to play, and go out there and play. It's like the first thing on your to-do list, so that's pretty good when you can just go take care of business.
I know the Patriots are real good at looking after their own business, taking care of what's in front of them and not looking around. But the fact of the matter is, with Baltimore's loss on Sunday night and Pittsburgh's loss on Monday night, you guys have now moved into the number one position in the AFC. Certainly that hasn't escaped your attention, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're just focused on going out and, you know, taking care of our business. And we feel like if we do that, you know, then that's all we have to worry about. You know, go out, play well this Saturday, and go out and do what we need to do to get a win.
Based on what you've seen in game films, what's the primary difference for you watching the Miami Dolphins recently as opposed to when you played them earlier in the season?
I just think, you know, those guys are clicking right now. Everything's on track for them. I think they've had the same explosive players when we played them in that first game. When we came in, you know, worrying about different guys, you know, Bush, Marshall, Beth, Hartley, we came in worrying about those guys, and you know, they got a new quarterback since the first time we played them, and that's really the only change on that offensive side, but they're just clicking really well right now.
Bush has had 3 straight 100-yard games, in fact, had 203 last week. As you see him now, what are you looking at in terms of, you know, comparing him to any other running back in the league? What is he doing that maybe he wasn't doing and people have been waiting for like 4 years for him to do?
I mean, even when we went in the first game, we realized, you know, he's running the ball hard this year, and I think when we watched him, we saw that even in the preseason, and he's still that same guy. You know, if you give him a little crack and he gets in the open field, he's able to make guys miss, and he has the speed like you've seen in the last couple of games that he could take a run that looks like it might be 8 to 10 yards, and next thing you know, he's going 70 to 80 yards. So you just got to always be ready and try to get a lot of guys around him.
I know that in the National Football League, it's kind of a war of attrition. It is for every team in the NFL. Players get hurt, players move in, players move out. Is it my imagination, or has there been more of that this year, more new faces in your secondary than what we're used to seeing?
I'm not sure which you're used to. I know just for me, only my second year, we've had new guys in here. But I learned, you know, last year very quickly when Lee got hurt, you know, things happen in this league, and, you know, you get new guys, different guys have to step up. So I kind of learned that as soon as I got here last year, and I think it's been the same this year, you know, things happen in the league that you can't control.
You entered the league just at a time when the NFL was officially changing its concept of legalized hits and where and how you can hit somebody. And as a DB, I was wondering, did it cause you any particular personal adjustment or from the way you've always played? Do you find yourself thinking more than reacting, or because it was your first year in the league anyway, you would just play the way you always played?
Yeah, I kind of, you know, just played the way I always played. And I think you just got to be aware of the rules and you got to stay within them. But I think for the most part, myself just keep playing the way I've been playing.
You know, longtime Patriots fans always liked the idea of the Dolphins coming in here in December, and you hoped it was like 12 degrees out. You wanted the Dolphins to come up here and suffer a little bit. The weather probably isn't going to be that bad, but have you already come to appreciate cold weather games and the advantage it might give your team?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Being in the cold weather, you know, as soon as it gets cold, we're here all year round. So I think we've kind of gotten used to it. I know myself, being from New York, I'm used to the cold weather as well.
One of the biggest changes after the lockout in the new CBA was a restriction on the number of padded practices. It's a remarkably low number. How has that affected you guys, just in terms of preparation, but more importantly, how has it affected your body having many fewer padded practices than in the past?
I think it's, you know, it's a little different, but I think as a team, we've adjusted to it. So, you know, whatever the rules are, we just stay within the rules, and if it's taking advantage of, you know, less wear on your body, we've done that. But when we've been in pads, we've gone after it, you know, to get that timing and get that look down when in pads.
Devin, we always appreciate the time. Best of luck to you on Saturday. And again, Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you. Thank you.